Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. You can get it all there, freetalklive.com. Still to come here, good news from San Francisco. Their gun ban. We'll let you know what the latest is on that. But first, last hour I said I was going to get to this, and it is a story from Ventura County, California, being reported at PESN.com. Sterling D. Allen, on May 16th, a technician who was one of a team of garage experimenters investigating a hydrogen-on-demand technology was run off the road near a rural intersection and accosted by four white middle-aged males in black suits carrying Glocks and Mac-10s. The assailants were driving a late-model black Lincoln Town Car. This comes just 1 month after Bill Williams was similarly threatened because of his alleged experimentation with running a vehicle on a Joe cell. What's a Joe cell? I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's I could have Googled it, but it's apparently some sort of experimental fuel kind of replacement. There's a lot of people out there that are working busily on replacing, well, the oil thing. You know, the whole oil running our engines. They want to make it so maybe water can run our engines. And apparently some individuals, some organizations, don't like that.
What's the source on this?
PESN.com. Actually, this originally came from the Free Market News Network that had reported apparently on a guy that had killed, had been murdered in the late 90s, somebody who had actually developed some sort of a contraption to extract hydrogen out of water. I saw a 15-minute television a clip from a television special about this guy. He's somebody who lives out in the middle of Montana. He's an experimenter, an inventor, and he'd come up with this. This is a different guy that was being threatened in this story.
Right.
He had come up with this invention, and apparently a number of oil-related individuals had approached him, offered him serious money to either shelve the invention or destroy it, and he refused the offers. And then 2 years later, he turned up dead, which is kind of odd. Now you've got guys with guns running people off the road that are involved in these sorts of research projects and threatening them.
I hate to be incredulous, but I'm incredulous. I mean, it's difficult for me to imagine that this is so.
Well, the latest victim is an associate of the New Energy Congress, Ken Rasmussen, who's been working together with him on the project. Rasmussen also runs an alternative energy news service. A week before the incident, he learned of the work being done by Professor Karnarev in Russia, and then they go on to tell you what he has been doing. A day before the incident, a person who was interested in funding the project of Mr. Rasmussen and had been trying to reach him finally made contact. He reported the incident for the first time publicly in his news on his website today. He said, quote, "As editor of this page, my life has now been threatened by two loaded guns pointed in the face of a good friend. Using information which could have only been obtained by monitoring digital cell phones and email, the assailants portrayed to the victim that they had total control over his personal life, and he was told to remain silent and to not talk to government authorities. He was told that if he did not comply, a family member would be killed. The assailants produced extensive details about this target family member. The threat also included himself, his family, and all associates if he did not stop work on the process immediately. The threats made actually applied broadly to anybody working on this particular project." He says, "I'm breaking the story to warn others who might be involved in similar technologies. Obeying threats made to him, the person who was threatened has stopped all work on the project." So he did as he was told.
He was scared thoroughly.
Right. Quote, "When happy people start acting silent and paranoid, friends get suspicious," said Rasmussen, who waited to publish this account until the necessary measures had been taken to protect the lives of those directly threatened in the incident. At the time of the assault, Rasmussen had been in discussion with several pre-screened suitable investors who were waiting on his team to fix a final detail before attending a live demonstration.
Uh-huh.
Rasmussen addressed them publicly in today's report, saying, quote, "For any of my previous business contacts reading this, please excuse the delay. Our lives have now been directly threatened if we were to complete the item that we were intending to demonstrate to you. All progress is stopped for now." "Enormous amounts of personal information thrown in our face behind the guns proved to me none of the prospective investors had anything to do with the violence that we were experiencing. These thugs knew things that I didn't even know. Their boss has digital cell phone tapping technology at the very least. Other details were probably obtained by wiretapping neighbors and friends' phones, too." In closing, Mr. Rasmussen said, quote, "We have this kind of warning to fellow experimenters who try to challenge the conventional physics being taught to students around the world."
Wait, before you go on with the warning, who besides the government and a phone company could tap a hard phone line?
I don't know. Somebody with internal, maybe somebody with government connections to allow those taps to happen.
Maybe you could go and get some kind of remote listening device that you could actually put on the line itself. For instance, how a phone, a line jockey, the way the guys that go, the pole guys, the way
sure.
they go up and they put the little alligator clips on.
Oh, yeah, that's not hard.
So you could, perhaps you could put something on the line
a
itself.
A private investigator could tap a line.
Okay.
Sure. That's possible.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Getting cell phone conversations is much more difficult. I mean, there you're dealing with, if you go up and you tap a phone line, you're just tapping into the audio feed on that phone line. Most phones, hand-corded phones and that sort of thing, are not encoded at all. But a cell phone is a digital transmission, so
okay.
if you were to just tune in, for instance, with a scanner and come across a cell phone frequency, you would just hear digital information. It'd be like listening to, like a modem, for instance. I don't know if that would be what it would sound like, but it wouldn't be a human voice. So you'd have to somehow know the codes to be able to de-encode the cell phone signal. These are all things that are technically possible for an individual that has the knowledge and the resources and the money to go about doing this. Finally,
is it possible for somebody besides the government and a telephone company to tap a cell phone line?
Cell phones are transmissions, RF radio transmissions
okay.
over the air.
Yeah, you're right.
So theoretically, yes, it is possible. Is it easy? Probably not.
No,
is it easy to get the equipment? Probably not.
Well, whomever would be threatening their lives with four armed guys, black suits, and guns has money.
Obviously.
Or they're the government. I wouldn't imagine that the government would be... I can't imagine the government would be involved, but who knows?
I can't imagine the government would be... clued in enough to be able to do something like this. The government tends to be slow and stupid and plodding, but perhaps oil interests, people with big money invested in the oil business, would have the interest in going after these scientists.
Now, where'd you say this guy was based out of?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure about that.
I thought you said Montana.
No, I think one of them was in Montana, this guy, Ventura County.
Oh, so it's California.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are, in fact, digital cell signals as opposed to analog ones.
Most cell phones these days are digital.
Most of them are. I'm just...
All right, so going on here, Rasmussen said, we've sent out this warning to experimenters to try to challenge the conventional physics being taught to students around the world. Challenge the system that says oil is God, and there are paid mafia goons all over the world who will stop you for a few measly dollars. We know, because we met their guns face to face. Please continue your noble research, but please, please watch your backside. Rasmussen's words to the assailants were that if anyone were harmed, the plans for his technology would be plastered all over the internet. He believes that cowering to bullies is not good policy. So, the question is, did this really happen? Was this something that actually did occur? Did this guy actually get run off the road by these thugs in suits carrying pistols? Or was it something that these guys cooked up so they might get themselves a little bit of press coverage for their invention? What do you think? 800?
A little bit of press coverage? I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. That is toll free. 800-259-9231. The original story that I got was, again, from the Free Market News Network. They linked to a video, and I'll post both of these links on our bulletin board system so you can see it for yourself. But there was, a gentleman back in 1998 died of a mysterious case of food poisoning, which many believe was murder. For this gentleman who was approached by oil interests, people representing oil interests saying, stop developing this water splitter, something that was separating hydrogen from oxygen and creating a fuel source that would have put the entire oil industry out of business. These people are scared to death of this new technology, and apparently they're willing to go to some lengths to keep it under wraps. More on the way. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition. individual needs and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. In fact, dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. That's what validation is all about, and the Shrine of Female Listeners is there for you at freetalklive.com. We're talking about these allegations by inventors that they've been threatened, and some allegations that even some inventors have been murdered. These people who are working on, for instance, separating, using water as a fuel source. I mean, what better item could we use to power our vehicles and all of our engines in this world than the most abundant water? So there's a lot of people out there working on this. Well, apparently in the mid-90s, there was one guy that was working on it, and he'd actually come up with an invention that successfully, at least from what I could tell from the video that I watched, successfully was separating hydrogen from oxygen, and He'd come up with an attachment for an engine, and he was even working on a car that he, you know, like a lot of eccentric inventors do. He had his own car that he was going to make into a water-powered vehicle. 2 years later, he turned up dead after being offered billions of dollars to step away, to stop the research, which he didn't do. So he died. Now you've got a story out of California of one researcher being run off the road by four armed men in suits, and being ordered to stop his research. And we're going to the phones. Your calls, your thoughts. Let's talk to Eric in Illinois. Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You guys mentioned about if the guy died, about putting the invention on the net.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a great idea.
But yeah, I agree.
I think that would secure his safety to some extent, because if it goes on the internet, somebody else is going to pick it up and invent it.
Yeah, then it couldn't be stopped.
Yeah. Exactly right. Well, of course, the idea there would be you'd want to make sure that everyone on the team had the invention planned, so in the event that one or two of them were taken out, the other guys could actually post those plans, because if you get the guy that's got the plans and only one guy has the plans, then you've essentially stopped it. So if you can spread the information out to a few people, you're that much safer.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts for us, Eric?
I was just thinking about that, about spreading it all over the net, not just to a select team.
No, that's what I mean. The select team would have the information, and if something happened, then the other team members would be the ones to post it online. Thanks for the call, Eric. 800-259-9231 to Jones in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jones.
How you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind,
sir?
I
just want to comment. You guys said you couldn't see the government and its moving case being involved with these guys in these cars with the guns. But if you take a look at www.joesell.com.au, which is Australian, it's actually
Joe
Cell? That's www.joesell.com.au. They're all dead links. And if you plug that exact site into Yahoo, you can hit cached, and it'll give you cached pages, which were all dead also, but they have a new feature where after you hit cached, after it pulls up the site's results, Yahoo, you can click on versions of the Internet Archive. There's a link at the top.
Okay.
Well, only one of the pages you can find an actual, cash of it, and who's got the money to pay off public search engines to get rid of these caches? I've seen sites go down years ago, and there's still big caches when you click on this Internet Archive link.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you're suggesting that the government has the money, but I would also suggest the oil interests have the money as well, don't you think?
It brings me back to the earlier conversation.
Who's got the motivation?
Well, the drugs, just like the drugs, are not legal.
Mm-hmm.
Marijuana were legal, but it would take over almost every industry that this country was built on.
Oh, I don't know about that. It would certainly
Take over a lot. Cotton.
It would certainly give some serious competition to a number of industries, but to make a blanket statement
correct,
like it would take over every industry is ludicrous.
But
yeah, you're right. I mean, who's got the real motivation, though? Is it the oil companies, the oil interests, or the government?
It's both. It's actually probably a dark section of the government that is a world government, like you've heard probably many times before. But it's the control factor is always in the hands of the powerful, and the powerful are always hidden from the actual public.
Well, if the government is involved, it's only because oil people are involved in the government. I mean, that might be the only connection there. It seems to me that the oil people are the ones with the biggest motivation to keep these things secret. What is this Joe Cell? Do you even know what that is?
It's the Australian scientist. He is actually one of the first founders, first scientists to experiment and actually have working models.
What does it do? Do you know?
It's a form of electromagnetic storage. I'm sure you've heard of Leyden jars, which are the early days first capacitors, basically just consisting of brine, which is salt water, within a glass container.
Okay.
Basically, can hold a charge and maintain memory cell. If you've ever heard of a rechargeable battery, actually recharging itself without power source to it, because they have a memory cell, to where actually they can fall back into that exact same charge unless you store a capacitor shorted. That's what happens scientifically. It regains through its memory cells the charge that it once had.
Wow.
The water is one of the best, I guess you could say, conductors for the use of capacitors. in a large scale electromagnetics and electronics.
Now, Jones, do you think that, I mean, you're obviously somebody that believes there's certainly a shadowy conspiracy going on here, whether it's the oil companies or the government or both of them. Do you think that they can actually continue to suppress this over time, or is it inevitable that this information is going to come out? Is it inevitable that...
It's already out there, and it's just the people, I believe, in too much of a state of fear to do anything. And it seems in the past, as soon as information does get to the table and people start questioning, another war starts, basically, and the water once again gets stirred, and you cannot see the difference between the oil and the water once again, and the cycle continues.
Interesting.
Now, wouldn't you think that even if people
Tesla technology, you look at Tesla technology, it's been basically held back out of textbooks and everything for over 100 years now, and there is a lot to learn about what that genius of a man, I call him one of our founding fathers.
Mark has a question for you.
Now, if the information's out there and every time questions get asked, a war comes up, as you're alleging, then why hasn't somebody found the information and then made one of these... batteries that recharges itself. I mean, I've heard about these things, too.
There's a lot of garage experimenters out there. It's fear, once again. It comes down to fear. Fear is implemented on us left and right in the media through everything, through censorship.
You know, here's my suggestion. I was looking at this video of this, again, I posted at the BBS, about the guy that was murdered, allegedly, in the late 90s, and he was approaching the patent office to try to get them to approve his invention. So maybe it's because these guys are trying to go through the legal channels.
Exactly.
They want to protect, like a lot of inventors do, they want to protect their invention. So they're alerting
the
patent office.
What they're told is the right way. That's
right,
the
but
way
then
they
they're just alerting the patent office to the fact that there's yet another invention out there that could threaten the established industries. Thanks for the call, Jones. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Maybe the right thing to do for these inventors is to just not approach the patent office. Maybe the right thing to do is to simply release your information to the public over the internet. As I've said before on Free Talk Live, ideas should be free. Look, if you want to make yourself $1 million off of this, maybe that's why it is that you keep getting shut down, because you're trying to keep this information to yourself.
You can still make $1 million on this. I'll tell you how when we get back.
Okay, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Coming up, has the IRS been checkmated? There's a pretty positive court decision that nobody's talking about. We'll share it with you on the way. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And grab up the archives. We've got the entire last 12 months worth of the show right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. Just go grab them. They're totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at FreeStateProject.org. That's FreeStateProject.org. So we're talking about this story about an experimenter, an inventor, working on a team, working on something called a Joe cell, which is some sort of, I don't know, an invention that has really big energy potential to possibly replace the combustion engine. And so apparently he was run off the road, allegedly, by some men in suits carrying weapons. They threatened his life. They threatened the life of his family and his friends, and revealed some information to him that made him realize that he was being watched. He was being monitored, because they would have had to have monitored phone conversations and that sort of thing in order to get this information. Pretty scary story. Whether it's true or not, of course, is questionable. But there have been other incidents like this. This isn't an isolated thing. Apparently, in the world of the inventor, this sort of thing has happened before a number of times. And so we were just talking a moment ago about, I was talking with Jones about the idea that a lot of these inventors, some of them who have turned up dead, have gone through the process of trying to register their inventions, trying to protect their ideas by going through the patent process. And my suggestion was that, well, maybe they should just let the ideas be free. I mean, if these ideas really are so great and so revolutionary, I understand they would like to make $1 billion off of them, if possible, and become wealthy beyond their wildest dreams. But perhaps it's more important to actually get these ideas out there to the protection of the Internet, to where if everybody knows about them, then there's no way that the ideas can be shut down or stopped.
Now, poppycock.
Mark, what?
Poppycock. Give away your ideas. Ideas are what make people money. Don't give your ideas away. It's a terrible idea. What you need to do is create a sort of time capsule for yourself. You know how you did this when... Did you ever do this when you were a kid?
Yeah, that's cool. Sure.
You put stuff in there, and then you say, well, we're going to open this up, and somebody's going to open this up in 10 years. It'll be great. They'll see a bunch of old crap. What are those old trolls, troll pencils that you spin around, and the hair goes everywhere, and a Rubik's Cube, and this sandwich. I don't know what you put in there.
Right.
But create for yourself a time capsule, an envelope that has all the information that you have put into this dry cell that charges itself.
Yeah.
The information and all that stuff. Date it. A great way to date it is to put all the stuff in it and send it to yourself. That way it's postmarked.
Okay.
Then there's no way in the world that anyone can doubt for a second that you originated the idea. Then you keep quiet about all this stuff. You make your cells. You get some investment money if you need to get it.
Okay.
You spread some cells out and do your testing. Get 100 of them out there so that a bunch of people have these things, real life ones, not ones they have to invent off the internet, but they could then reverse engineer if they needed to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, once you get enough of them out, start selling them and doing business. And then if somebody tries to steal your invention, you take them to court with your, what they would call a common law patent.
So
now have You have the information. You can prove you had it.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
That way you don't actually have to go through the patenting process
right.
and cross your fingers and hope that
you
the
live.
Government... Well, no, not just hope that you live, but hope that the government bureaucrats will grant you the patent.
Right.
Which is another thing. I mean, getting them to say yes is a whole other part of the process. Let's go to the phones to William in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, William.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, you were talking about the government not being involved with this, so you didn't think that. I don't see how you couldn't think that the government's not involved.
Okay.
Well, prove the point.
I think we all know what oil is, or what it's turned into, the ultimate form of taxation.
What do you mean by that?
It's the ultimate form of taxation.
Please explain.
Of the human.
I don't understand how it's the ultimate form of taxation. Can
it's
you
not the ultimate form, but it is a very big form of taxation. It's just another way to get money out of people.
But sure. How? I mean, are you just talking about gas taxes?
What do you mean how? Who do you know that drives a car?
Everybody.
So you're talking about
everybody.
Gas taxes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Of course.
Got it.
Oil. But yeah, and that's why it's been protected. I mean, the biodiesel, all that, it could easily be transferred in a night. The gas mm-hmm. stations, but it's not done. You realize that?
Yeah, I understand.
It's because the government doesn't want it to be done.
Well, then why would
monopoly over the people? They don't want technology that is free to the people.
Why? I'm just curious then. Why this guy that was run off the road was ordered by the men with the guns allegedly to not go to the government? Why would the government order them to not go to the government?
Well, I'm not talking about that specific case. I'm talking about oil in general.
Well, let me go over this biodiesel thing with you. Now, your truck or car or whatever vehicle, your motorcycle, I don't care what it is you ride. I've never heard of a diesel motorcycle. But anyway, has to be specially outfitted to have biodiesel. You start it on regular diesel, and then you run it on French fry oil or something like that.
Definitely.
So you could put French fry oil at a gas station, but you wouldn't be able to start your car with it.
I'm not talking specifically about biodiesel.
Okay.
If all cars were outfitted with the biodiesel stuff and farms were made to produce ethanol, then that could definitely reduce the oil market.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could make ethanol yourself at the house. You could just order some isopropyl alcohol and mix your gasoline up. But I think that in and of itself is the problem.
Like a fun hobby.
Well, it is. It can be done. That's the problem is people don't want to be inconvenienced. They don't want to have two gas tanks, one for French fry oil, one for diesel. They want to just be able to pump stuff in and go. So I think that there's less a conspiracy and more just convenience that people are looking for.
Well, convenience, I mean, would you rather spend $5 a week or $45 a week?
On ethanol versus gasoline?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of outfitting going on, and we have a whole bunch of government regulation involved. I mean, I could order...
They stop a lot of these people that try to produce plants to create alternatives to oil, but it's shut down by the EPA.
Okay, well, you're making some good points that certainly, and as I said before, certainly there could be some government ties, but I don't know if government has the same motivations as the oil industry itself does to shut down these things. Do you think it's primarily the government, primarily the oil industries, an even split between the two? Who do you think's involved here for the most part?
Who do I think's involved? I think it's the global elite that we all know is out there and whose hand is reaching into every one of our lives. It's the Rockefellers, the Kissingers.
Why
the
would they have so? Why would they care about this? I mean, do they
it's
have
the
oil?
It's monopoly.
Interests?
It's control. It's control.
I mean, are they big players in the oil business? It would seem to me that the players in the oil business would be the ones with the motivation. William, thanks for the call. Thanks. 800-259-9231.
You can take this in your hands today. You can order a big 50-gallon drums of isopropyl alcohol, have them delivered to your house, and mix up your own ethanol and be free.
Let's talk to Mark in Canada. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Mark in Canada.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind, sir?
Just heard a few of the things there. I missed a lot of the earlier show because I got elections going on where I am today. I've been following that. But I've been following a lot of the things you've been talking about with some of the different cells and other transportation technologies out there.
Well, hang on. We're going to come back to you, and you can clue us in as to what you've learned.
Okay.
1-800-259-9231. Is it a conspiracy? I mean, if you've got guys running people off the road who are inventing things, there's a conspiracy going on. The question is, who's involved? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp. freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the phones, 800-259-9231. And bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over a very near to 700 articles now, 700 unique pages, content created by you, the listener. The entire wiki has been created by the listeners. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com, you see something you want to change, change it. Want to add to it? Add to it. It's free. Wiki.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, back to Mark in Canada. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. So, Mark, you said you'd done some research into some of these alternative transportation fuel sources, that sort of thing. What did you have to share with us?
Well, I've actually been working with a few people around on starting to put together a documentary on several different suppressed technologies, one of which is oil, and the fact that most people have no idea where it actually comes from or how it's made. Most people think it's from old dinosaurs and ferns and trees.
Right.
When the Russians have figured out in the 50s that it's actually a combination of methane, magma, and possibly hydrogen, though they still can't figure out exactly how and why, they know it's based from that and not from old bones.
Okay.
And other proof of that is they drill 15,000 feet down almost anywhere in Russia and find oil.
Interesting.
Do you really think there's that much content down there from 2 million years ago?
You mean as far as bones and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
15,000 feet down.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard. Or oil wells being pumped for over 100 years and still producing.
Interesting. What other information do you have?
I'm trying to think of the date now. In the early 2000s, I forget the exact year, there was a law put through your Congress that basically all the major car companies that wanted to sell cars in the U.S. had to produce an electric car, and that only lasted for about 6 months before lobbyists had that changed. Most of the cars they sold were pretty efficient and barely broke down, and one of the main reasons a lot of people are suspecting as to why the car companies don't want to push this is 40% of their profits come from aftermarket parts. And
from
if these
repairs,
electric cars don't break, then there goes a whole lot of profit for them.
Yeah. Planned obsolescence is definitely a factor with a lot of consumable, with a lot of products.
Now, I understand where you're coming from. There's a lot of parts on cars that have nothing to do with gasoline or anything like that. I mean, you could be talking about lights, seats, those kind of things. Cars get in wrecks, and that is another reason that things are replaced. I don't see that. I mean, I would understand what you're talking about, carburetors, certainly.
Engine components, all the other aftermarket and performance parts and those kind of things.
And electric cars are going to break down to some extent or another. I've never owned a golf
car. Ball joints and bearings and shocks and the things that always break if you get crappy roads even.
Right. Those things would have nothing to do with gasoline.
So I'm sure
the golf carts break down. I don't know, but I'm sure they do.
Their profits would take a hit, but there'd still be breakdowns.
Yeah, well, you know, GM and Ford are pretty much both on the verge of complete bankruptcy at the moment as well, which is a good reason why they don't want to push and lose any more profit.
Hmm. Interesting observations. Any other thoughts for us, Mark?
Yeah, there was... I just suddenly lost track of thought. There was one other thing. The diesel engine. That was actually originally designed from Mr. Diesel to run off hemp itself and not off petroleum whatsoever.
No kidding.
So
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, I'm beginning to hear that, in fact, biodiesel, you don't need to have any... You don't have to have diesel fuel at all.
No, you can actually fuel it from anything from fish oil to the oil you get from bug guts to corn and other plants.
What do you think, Mark? As somebody that's done the research into these alternatives, do you feel like, as I asked before, do you feel like this is going to be something that's going to continue to be suppressed, or is it going to be just another matter of 5, 10, 20 years before this information comes out and we see a radical shift in our energy sources in America?
Not if I have anything to do about it. The documentary I'm planning on is pretty much going to put up many of these points, plus several in the medical industry, and I'm hoping to have it to be a double set with a DVD that has all kinds of parts, plans, documents, blueprints, everything to back up what it says, and people to walk out and do DIY.
Sounds exciting. Thank you for the call, man. We certainly appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. You know, one thing that these guys have working against them is going to be the Internet.
Oh, yeah. The Internet's a huge issue. They talked about the guy that had been, what you were talking about, he was in the mid to late 90s that had been... food poisoned or something that had come up with a...
Strange
food poisoning that had come up with an engine that would ran on basically water. Well, the Internet is going to change everything. Because information can change hands so quickly on the Internet, and you can disperse it so much faster.
Well, the Internet is not only going to be threatening the power of the government. I mean, the Internet is allowing people like us and the other liberty lovers in America and around the world to spread their message far and wide, much farther than we ever could in the past. I mean, this movement, the libertarian movement, has been around for decades. But only now is it really starting to gel, and I feel like things are really starting to become possible, because we can communicate without approval of centralized bureaucracies. We can much easier, we don't have to send letters through the mail, we don't have to have phone trees anymore. If we want to communicate to several thousand individuals, as long as we have their email addresses, that can be done. So this can also work against the established power interests as well. You know, as these new ideas start coming out, as, for instance, Mark comes out with his documentary, he can spread that online throughout, for instance, torrent files, give away the information, bring more people into the fold, and get more people demanding alternative energy sources, because it's critical. It's really critical that we get away from oil, simply because we don't have control over oil, and it's inefficient. And if we can actually figure out a way to run engines on water and that sort of thing, man, you want to talk about savings, you want to talk about costs dropping, the cost it takes to get from your home to the office would be significantly lower if we could actually just replace this current oil situation.
Yep, the energy business is the biggest business in the world.
More on the way, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. We ask that you vote for the show if you like what we're doing. If you appreciate the fact that we give you everything on our site for free, then go to vote.freetalklive.com. Register your appreciation there. It's free. It's easy. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address, and you will not be spammed. So go to vote.freetalklive.com. And if you've already voted this month, because it's only a once-a-month sort of a thing, if you've already voted in the month of June, then tell a few friends to vote at vote.freetalklive.com. We continue with the calls here. You bring up whatever's on your mind. So let's talk to Nick in Florida. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Nick. What's on your mind?
Nothing much. I'm not sure if you guys listened to the show on Friday when it was just the co-host, but
yes,
I was
did.
On there as well.
I did listen to that show. Go ahead.
I'm the responsible marijuana smoker.
Oh,
congratulations.
You're one of many. You're not the only responsible marijuana.
No, but I mean the one that called in on Friday.
Great. So what was on your mind, Nick?
Actually, the Free State Project. I'm really interested in it.
Cool.
And I would like to offer my services to any organization that I would possibly be able to do that for you guys.
I don't understand. What kind of services are you talking about?
I'm an IT person.
Okay.
Oh. So you're offering your services to the Free State Project? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, go to freestateproject.org and send them an email, and I'm sure that they'll get back to you.
Yeah, there's an IT team there. There's a variety of people that are working on their website, working on new developments, that sort of thing. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Just head over there and get in touch.
Yeah, I've been there a million times.
Have you signed up already?
I haven't because I have to I want to make sure that I can follow through with the commitment before I sign up.
What would be preventing you from following through with moving to the Free State?
Monetary reasons.
Wait, now hold on a second. You do understand that the sign-up process for the Free State Project is very simple. It just simply says that you'll go to the Free State within 5 years of the Free State Project reaching 20,000 members. We're currently at over 7,000 members, so it's going to take a little while probably to make it from 7,000 to 20,000. So, I mean, you've got several years here, at least five, if not more, before you would actually be obligated to move by your signature. So, I mean, are you telling me your finances are so bad you wouldn't be able to get it together within the next 5 to 10 years?
Let's put it this way. I work for a Fortune 500 company right now, and I make $26,500 a year. I can barely support myself.
Do you have a family or children?
No.
Well, that should be helpful. Are you in serious debt?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll do it. That said, though, they're, you know, a Greyhound ticket's only a few $100. Anyway, give it some serious consideration, and you don't have to be a member to help the Free State Project. They have a friends category. You can be a friend of the Free State Project and just be basically signed up as somebody that says, I agree with this, I'm not sure yet that I'm ready to go myself, but I'm definitely behind the project. So I'm sure they could use your help, and thanks for offering it. And any other thoughts for us?
Let's see, by the way, I wanted to let you know that you guys were the first ones to let me know that Harry Brown had passed away, and that hurts me very, very badly because I actually voted for him my first opportunity to vote.
As did I, and we were all very sad to see him go, but he certainly left quite a legacy, some great books for people to read, and we link to him on our website at freetalklive.com. And he'll always be remembered, at least by me and many, many others. Thanks for the call, Nick. 800-259-9231. Coming up, has the IRS been checkmated? We'll give you the results of a court decision that's pretty shocking. Also, San Francisco, there's good news about their gun ban. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Chance.